Good day, this is Paige Estrutori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap. Starting us off this week, we have Suncorp stepping it up again for First Nations people. On July 16th, the financial giant introduced its third Reconciliation Action Plan, due to run until 2026. This is a solid step forward in bolstering economic equity for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, building on their first plan, rolled out in 2018. Key objectives of this commitment include tailoring insurance services to better cater to Indigenous Australians, a big move by Suncorp in the right direction. In interesting homeowner news, a groundbreaking ruling by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, FCA, is making the rounds. A homeowner won a dispute over ground movement damage caused by an errant water leak in their property. AFCA ruled in favor of the homeowner, dismissing Hollard Insurance's claim of long-term soil issues. The upshot of this? Hollard Insurance to foot the bill for the repairs. Remember, folks, independent reviews and fair evaluation are key in insurance disputes. Moving along, in a bid to revamp their claims services, QBE is introducing innovative strategies to help smooth the way for policyholders. They've picked some lessons from the aftermath of the 2024 floods, and it seems they're all set for the next challenge. Their new approach includes comprehensive health check programs for properties aimed at an upgraded risk assessment, not to mention the introduction of geospatial technology to hasten commercial claims handling in catastrophes like the recent Cyclone Jasper. A round of applause for QBE embracing advancements to improve their services. Finally, let's leave you with something from the world of travel. The Australian dollar is on the rise, tipping over 67 US cents for the first time since the beginning of the year. It seems travel plans are now looking more attractive for Australians eyeing adventures abroad. The Aussie is also holding strong against old foes like the Euro, Yuan, NZ dollar, and even making a 30-year record against the yen. As you plan your trips, consider the words of Malika Sathi, who recommends digital wallets over carrying cash for safer and more rewarding travel experiences. That wraps up our exciting week of insurance and financial news on Financial Services Online. Feel free to check out more on financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next week, this is Paige Estrutori signing off.